of the call, Leviticus 23:36, which is where we're at today. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. We're going to pray again from John 7:16-18, which we'll be dwelling on quite a bit today. Father, forgive us. I'm sorry, not forgive us. Father, give us thy doctrine to do thy will, to do thy will, to know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether it be spoken of ourselves. Confirm to us to know that he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. A psalm of praise is a conglomeration of what we've been singing here throughout the week. We're going to sing the A part in praise, and then the final part we'll do after the message today. This would be 135B. It's on the back of that page, so keep that handy. It's good to a different reading, however.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord's name. Give praise his servants, praise ye God. Who stand in God's house in the
Mm-hmm.
Behold, bless ye Yahweh, all ye that his attendants are, in you that in God's temple be, in you that in God's temple be. Lift up and praise his name from Zion till the Lord be blessed. From Zion till the Lord be blessed. That heaven and earth did frame.
Amen. Well, there we have that. One song out of 119. Which is the first one. We've made the full rotation from beginning to end. So once again, another 22 weeks have passed since we started this. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is actually.
Let's hum it this time. Psalm 1.
Okay, so Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law from them for them. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet, everyone shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us the law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live, and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin, he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his thorn and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the 1,000s of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of the treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad, he said, Blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lion, and tears the arm with the crown of the head, and he provideth the first part for himself, because there in the portion of the lawgiver was he seated, and he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to the brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none unlike to the God of Jeshurun, who rides upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before them, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee? O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places.
Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountains of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah. that is set over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead, unto Dan, and to Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and of Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, and the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, and of Zoar. And the land said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes. But thou shalt not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there, in the land of Moab, according to the words of the Lord. He was buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth-Poor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto his day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural face abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, so the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there was not a prophet since in Israel, like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and all the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand and in the great tale which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel.
All the people said,
Amen.
Somebody came, they made it to the mung room, and they were like, oh, they're having church, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, I know, didn't tell them it's okay?
It sounded like someone might have drove up.
That's what I thought, too, but look, there's no nothing, so.
Well, you get to the mud room, and you hear the preaching, you might just decide to
turn
around. Yeah. Nah, not today.
That was me.
Oh. I was thinking of the camera.
Psalm 135b, the tune of Helicon. Let's hum that.
And all of Bashan and to Canaan kingdoms bring, and for a wealthy heritage their pleasant land he gave, an heritage which Israel, his chosen folk, should have. Thy name, O Lord, shall still endure, and thy memorial with honor shall continue be to generations all. For why the righteous God will judge his people righteously concerning those that to him serve, himself repent will he. The idols of the nations of silver, ore, and gold, and by the hand of man is made their fashion and mold. Mouths have they, but they do not speak. Eyes, but they do not see. Ears have they, but hear you not. And in their mouths a breathing
beam.
Their makers are like them, so on.
I think we're going too fast is the problem.
Their makers are like them, so are all that on them rely. O Israel's house, bless God, bless God. O Aaron's family. O bless the Lord of Levi's house, he who his servants are. And bless the holy name of God, all ye the Lord that fear. And blessed be the Lord our God from Zion's holy hill, who dwelleth at Jerusalem. The Lord will praise ye still.
I don't know what we picked the pace up on that too, but it was way quicker than it should have been, I'm sure of that. Well, I guess that means we're excited to sing. Well, go to Psalm 130. We'll have our confession of fellowship. Psalm 130, and then take your pamphlet and stick it in Exodus chapter 20. That'll help as a bookmarker. We will start with Exodus 3 when we get there. Exodus 20, verse 3. Psalm 130. Psalm 130. No, I'm sorry, 103. I just went dyslexic. I went dyslexic on you.
How nice is Psalm 3?
Yeah. You know, Psalms of the Day.
Psalm 103.
Yes. So we're going to read down to 10. And you can remember that because the Ten Commandments comes next. We'll read down to 10. And we'll go to the Ten Commandments and confess the Ten Commandments as our common sins among us. And then we'll go back to 11 and continue the Psalm and remember how the Lord has separated us from our sins. And so we read this all together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have
no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west,
so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer?
No, I wouldn't.
Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. We thank you for the ending of the Feast of Tabernacles, Lord, and thank you for this time to just fellowship and to be edified through your holy scriptures. Thank you for the law, for the book of Deuteronomy. Thank you for giving us just the holy scriptures as a whole as well, God. Please help us to live them out, to obey what's written in the holy scriptures, and to have joy in them and satisfaction in them, and to treat them as David said to treat them, that they're better than fine gold and the treasures of the earth, God. And God, also help us to live by the fruit of the Holy Spirit and just all those things. And just please help us in all areas that we need help in. Help us in our work, God, and the things that we need to take care of. And give us direction and organization, things that just need to be taken care of. And the daily aspects of life, the daily things that need to be taken care of in life. Give us goals and purposes that are honoring to you and pleasing to you, God. I continue to ask for the blessing of the new moon meetings, God, and that there would just be a great time of fellowship and good time of edification, and just give us wisdom and direction in those areas. Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I ask that you would bless it. Thank you for the fruit of the earth and just for the food that we have throughout the week. Help us not to take that for granted, but to be thankful for it. And I just ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.